This is Jewel of the South, a Dishonored Star Wars Episode 7 The Force Awakens crossover fic, written by Kaluna Volgari and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and is gen, with additional tags for Dishonored 2, Alternate Universe, Fusion. The girl barely startles when Corvo steps out of nothing and onto her balcony, catching himself against the unforgiving brick with one hand as he missteps and lands badly on one knee. He hisses low between his teeth, one hand pressed hard to the place that the guard's blade had slid in deep. There's blood slicking the back of his teeth, and more that he can taste in the back of his throat. He's come closer to death, he thinks dizzily, though he can't just now remember when. The girl watches him warily, hunkered down in a nest of blankets in the corner. She's a squatter, that much is obvious from her thin, patched clothing, and the general disrepair of the apartment he's found himself in. He blinks around, eyes lighting on a sofa, a desk, a couple rat-gnawed shoes. "You're bleeding all over my floor," she says flatly, her eyes heavy on him. "I'm bleeding all over your balcony," he corrects, and wavers hard enough that his other leg gives out from under him. "And I'm mostly sure that it isn't yours." She bares her teeth at him, and there's a flash of defiance there, life in her eyes that he doesn't often see on street rats. "I found it," she hisses, "so it's mine." He can't argue with that, so he flaps his hand in an agreeing sort of way. There are still shouts coming from the streets below him, the slap of heavy soles on stone, guards rushing about. Corvo carefully pulls his hand back to examine the wound, only to wince and immediately reapply pressure when the blood begins to flow faster. "That's a mortal wound," the girl points out. "I'm aware," he grinds out, panting heavily. His vision is going gray around the edges, the mask pressing claustrophobically against his face. After a moment's indecision, he rips it free. The girl's eyes brighten with recognition, but she doesn't say anything, just keeps looking at him. Maybe waiting for him to die. Corvo wrinkles his nose, brow knitting with the effort required to maneuver himself into a sitting position, losing more precious blood to the floor below him. It smears across a scrawled message. "The outsider walks among us." He snorts and looks away. His pockets are empty, the last of his elixir gone days ago. Like this, he will die here. Delilah will keep his daughter's throne, ruin Jessamine's city, and he will die with only a street rat for company. He wonders if she's the type to eat him when he's gone, or if she'll just shove his corpse over the side of the balcony for the guard below to sort out. She's still watching him, her gaze sober, understanding. After a moment, she sighs and pushes to her feet. He's gone enough that he feels little more than a flicker of alarm at the movement, wondering if maybe she's the type to shove him over the side before he's a corpse. It wouldn't be horrible, he thinks. Like this, he'll linger for minutes, maybe hours, once he's lost consciousness. A fall from this height would shatter his skull upon impact. But instead of stepping towards him, she disappears, leaving him alone. Corvo blinks heavily and chuckles, hysteria building in his chest. There's a fear deep inside of him, gnawing at his insides. And it isn't of dying. Without the girl, this stranger in a town he hasn't set foot in decades, he will die alone. His corpse will molder and rot here until someone comes along to find him. Lover to one empress and father to another, just as dead as the rest. He's still laughing when the girl returns, edging slowly towards him until she's close enough to kick his sword away. She drops to her knees next to him, close enough that he can feel the warm heat of her, close enough that he can smell her sweat. She touches him, tilts his head back with slender fingers. "Don't make me regret this," she tells him, and lifts half a bottle of elixir to his lips. The end. Reader's notes. This podfic was recorded for Keskay as part of ITPE 2017. Everything I know about Dishonored, I know from watching that episode of Face Off, where they were inspired by Dishonored characters, and also from, I guess, Fanish Osmosis from your Tumblr dashboard. So that is not a lot of knowledge, except that Keskay likes Dishonored. That is a thing that I know. And I've been on kind of a Star Wars streak for this ITPE. So here you go. I get Star Wars, you get Dishonored, everybody else gets to listen to a podfic. It's a win-win for the entire internet. I hope this makes you smile. I hope you actually care about this character. If not, maybe you'll get joy in the fact that he's been stabbed. I don't know. I'm not really sure who he is. But hey, Rey is a tidy street rat who is lurking in places where she doesn't have the force, and just Rey as a feral desert child / feral street rat. I liked it. Anyway, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and have a nice day.